Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the middle of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that reverence him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul, and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He makes the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he brings them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. O Lord my God, I cried unto you, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near. and I will heal him. For I am the Lord that heals you. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed.